This is GQDN for Thursday, November 9th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff, your drink powders, and go to the checkout line. Use the word quest in checkout, and you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some stuff on sale again. Oh yeah, we're keeping an eye on that for you this year. Some Spider-Man sales, of course. And things are being delayed. But we first begin with Blizzard Watch, and they're saying that the Fantastic Pixel Castle is discussing their first project. So, this new named studio that was founded by Greg Ghostcrawler Street, which also has Candace Thomas and Graham Berger and Brian Holinka with the team. They are discussing their first project, which is an MMORPG that they're calling Ghost. Now, the Fantastic Pixel Castle on Twitch did have some information about the game called Ghost, which is in the early stages of development. And they did do a Q&A afterward. The gameplay of Ghost did show some semi-epileptic world that has been divided into two different types of floating landmasses, which is called shards, which is red shards and blue shards. The blue shards are more PvE type of gameplay, and the red shards go for players, which goes for raids and some classic gameplay. So we'll see what happens with that one. What we do know, according to Rock Paper Shotgun, is that GTA 6 is coming very soon. But the CEO of the game did say that AI generation tools could make things more profitable. So Strauss Zenick, which is the CEO of Take-Two, was talking to GamesRadar, and he said, quote, "We've been in the AI business since the dawn of this industry. Our entertainment properties are created largely and by computers. We have tools, we create those tools internally, and we license tools as well. The new developments in AI are really exciting, and I've said publicly and respectfully, repeatedly, that I believe that they'll help create efficiency. In certain instances, they'll help us do things that we have been able to do before, but it's going to allow that for our competitors as well. So I think the tool sets that come out of these recent developments will be commoditized quickly, and the efficiency that we see, others will see. So we shall see what happens." Now, Kotaku did say that some games are going to be delayed, and that will be on the PlayStation side. And that's basically because of the live service that PlayStation wants to do. Now, Hiroki Totoki did some talking about it, and VGC did do the transcription. So here's what he said, quote, "We're receiving this. We're trying as much as possible to ensure these games are enjoyed and liked by gamers for a long time. The titles of six titles will be released by fiscal year 25. That's our current plan. As for the remaining six titles, we're still working on that." So that has been the delay. But a part of that delay is some of the games that was supposed to be scheduled out this year, but it won't be now. Like Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. This is coming from PushSquare.com, and that game is delayed now to February 24, 2024, that is. But Sony is still doubling down on the live service titles. So the CEO, David Sedlov, for the Suicide Squad game from Rocksteady, did say, quote, "Ultimately, we want to drive engagement and monetization of longer cycles at higher levels. We are currently under scale and see significant opportunity to generate greater post-purchase revenue." So we'll see what happens there. But that won't be the only live service game, especially coming from Warner Brothers, because WCCF Tech did say that Wonder Woman will also be a live service game. So here's what David had to say about that. Quote, "By the way, he's the CEO of Warner Brothers. I do apologize for the last story. And similar to the leaders of the industry, we've led multiple key franchises, each of which is $1 billion gaming property. Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, DC, which is mainly Batman today, and Mortal Kombat, which most recent release, Mortal Kombat 1, has sold nearly 3 million copies since the launch of mid-September. So we've got the proven IP franchises, the world-class studio and publishing talent. We intend to continue to invest more capital and more resources into the business. Our focus is on transforming our biggest franchises from largely console and PC based, with 3-4 year release schedules, to include more always on gameplay through the live services, multi-platform, and free-to-play extensions, with the goal to have more players spending more time on more platforms. Ultimately, we want to drive engagement and monetization of longer cycles at higher levels. We have specific capabilities. We're currently under scale and see significant opportunity to generate greater post-purchase revenue. So now you know what's on their mind. But there's another game that's delayed. According to IGN, Star Wars Hunter, which is the PvP shooter from Zynga, is also delayed to 2024. So it's kind of like Overwatch, according to them. But here's what Zynga did say about the game. Quote, "We are thankful to all of our fans who have played Star Wars Hunters in soft launch and have loved engagement enthusiasm for the game shown in our soft launch territories. Game delays are frustrating for both of us, for both fans and us as developers, but our top priority remains to ensure players have the best experience. We continue to strive towards that goal on Nintendo Switch, Android, and iOS devices. Thank you for understanding, and we'll see you in the arena soon." Let's see what we can get for you right now. That's not under delay, because PC Games In did say that you can get a game for $6. So that game is Civilization 6, and they're waiting for Frostpunk. But Frostpunk is also $6. Well, it wasn't Civilization 6, it was just Frostpunk. But keep an eye out for all the games that are on sale, because there might be a few more. In fact, on GOG, Frostpunk is $6.18. I should really read things before I talk about them. But hey, I saw this and like, hey, why not? Because Spider-Man 2, it's what we said before, is at 5 million copies in 11 days. And that is the same time as PlayStation 5 surpassed 46.5 million units sold. So here's what Insomniac Games did say on X. Woo! "We're incredibly honored to announce Marvel's Spider-Man 2 PS5 has sold over 5 million copies. Thank you to our incredible community for supporting us and helping us reach the milestone. Be greater together." And right now, PlayStation 5 is at 46.6 million units sold in the lifetime. But we end today's show with just that. So let's get into more numbers behind that, because Push Square did provide some information here. Because the quarter two for 2023 did drop, and revenue was up by 32.38% year over year, and the physical game accounts was about 35.5 billion yen, which is about 4%. The digital sales of full games on the PlayStation Store represents 21% of sales. So the digital is at 4%, and that's the physical games. The digital ones were 21%, but that's the way the things are. So we'll see what happens in the next quarter, for the quarter three. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news.